Parasites are already farming in your bodies. The big ones make mucus balls. They put food in there. They entice other varieties in there. They seal them up. They feed them. And when they're big enough, they let their young in there to eat them. We've witnessed this. So they're farming in you. Can you imagine if that's a conscious state and a parasite finds out that a woman now is going to have a child, and so the child's now taking all the special enzymes and all the special things, what does that parasite do? Well, it gets on a bunch of filth and it gets up into the brain and knows exactly where to lean against the walls, throwing into a state of cravings for foods that they want. This is a conscious state of thought, and they're not stupid. And when they're upset with you, they want you to stop doing that, so they all urinate at the same time. They basically urinate at the same time to make you stop doing whatever it is you're doing, so that you think that the herbs you're taking or whatever you're taking is making you sick. That's a state of consciousness. So when you're doing the work I'm going to show you, you don't want to be evolving those parasites and making them smarter. Because when you go to God's banquet table, so do they. All right? Now we have a little products, and they bunged people up, and the parasites got so crazy that they actually killed them. So for heaven's sakes, if you're doing these programs are very serious. But they're safe. They're done so that you knock the parasites out first, and then you do intestinal cleanses and cleaning. All right? Never do an intestinal cleanse or a diet before you kill parasites. Don't do that. The parasites eat holes in you, and you get what's called medically a medical condition called leaky bowel syndrome. So whatever you do, do the parasites first. Knock them off, then clean up. It's kind of simple stuff, really. I don't know why these doctors and these companies would go to war with me on that, but they all did. It's amazing. Always remember this. If you do a deworming project, I don't care how good it is, go to the health food store or somebody else, somewhere else, and buy a little dumb junker program for deworming that just doesn't really work well, and add that to it on the 15th day. If you do that, the bugs get used to the Hertz rate or the vibration of the herbs, and the ones, some survive and they hang on. If you throw in another junker program, it changes the vibratory rate, and as a result of that, the rest of them let go. And you can get an awful lot of buggies out of you in a short period of time. Like 5 pounds at one sitting is not uncommon. At least a pound is very common. 8 pounds is a little uncommon. And the worst it was ever was 40 pounds. 40 pounds? I mean, can you believe that? I mean, it took them 2 days, but 40 pounds. His wife didn't believe me. She was a nurse. I mean, can you imagine? 40 pounds of parasites in 2 days. And she kept them. Now, that's either incredible interest or love, one or the other, and I'm not sure what it is.